And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, July 28, 2013. It's the birthday of poet John Ashbery, born in Rochester, New York in 1927. He grew up on his family's fruit farm near Lake Ontario, went to a small rural school, and although they read some poetry, all of it was old. Then he won a contest, and the prize was Louis Untermeyer's anthology, Modern American and British Poetry. He didn't understand many of these contemporary poems, but he was fascinated by them, poems by W.H. Auden and T.S. Eliot and Wallace Stevens. Ashbery went on to Harvard and published his first book, Some Trees, when he was 29. He has been publishing ever since. His most recent collection is Quick Question, which came out last year. He was presented in 2012 with a National Humanities Medal by President Obama. John Ashbery, who said, "I don't quite understand about understanding poetry. I experience poems with pleasure. Whether I understand them or not, I'm not quite sure. I don't want to read something I already know or which is going to slide down easily. There has to be some crunch, a certain amount of resilience." It's the birthday of the philosopher Karl Popper, born in Vienna, 1902, one of the most influential philosophers of the 20th century. He came up with the theory that what defines a scientific idea is that it can be falsified. He realized that the real work of scientists is not to look for evidence that their theories are correct, but to look as hard as they can for evidence that their theories are false. He argued that astrology, metaphysics, Marxist history, and Freudian psychoanalysis were not sciences because there was no way they could ever be falsified. He published his ideas in The Logic of Discovery. It's the birthday of children's author Beatrix Potter, born in South Kensington, England, in 1866. She is best known for her 23 illustrated storybooks about Peter Rabbit. It's the birthday of English novelist Malcolm Lowry, born in Cheshire, England. Lowry's masterpiece is Under the Volcano. It's set on the Day of the Dead in Mexico, and it concerns a former British consul who, like Lowry himself, has drinking problems and a troubled marriage. Lowry, who composed his own epitaph. Malcolm Lowry, late of the Bowery. His prose was flowery and often glowery. He lived nightly and drank daily and died playing the ukulele. And here's a poem by Gerald Stern entitled Pluma. Once, when there were no riches, somewhere in southern Mexico, I lost my only pen in the middle of one of my dark and flashy moments and euchred the desk clerk of my small hotel out of his only piece of bright equipment in an extravagance of double dealing. Nor can I explain the joy in that and how I wrote for my life, though unacknowledged, and clearly it was unimportant, and I had the money, and all I had to do was look up the Spanish, and I was not for a second constrained, and there was no glory, not for a second. It had nothing to do with the price of the room, for example. It only made writing what it should be, and the life we led more rare than what we thought, and tested the art of giving back, and some place near me, as if there had to be a celebration to balance out the act of chicanery. A dog had started to bark, and lights were burning. Pluma, a poem by Gerald Stern, from his collection Last Blue, published by Norton, used here by permission on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 Years of Poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins, hoping you'll join us here next time on the Writer's Almanac.